Good morning. This morning's scripture is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh God, may your Holy Spirit so fall upon our hearts and our minds as this day your word is proclaimed, that we might be renewed, refreshed, and recommissioned once again to be your people on earth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Oh, what an audacious thing for Jesus to say. We're not even halfway through the fifth chapter of Matthew, where the Sermon on the Mount, of course, begins with the Beatitudes. And then the first thing that Jesus says after the Beatitudes, you are the salt, you are the light. Now, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, that doesn't come until the end of chapter 7. We're not even halfway through chapter 5. It says that the crowds were astonished. Well, I'm astonished already. I don't have to wait till the end of chapter 7. What an audacious thing for Jesus to say to these people. Look at them. These people. Look at them. What a gathering they are. Jesus looks at them and he sees what nobody ever saw in them before. We can't see with our eyes what Jesus sees in them. And anyone with any influence or affluence, it would be impossible for us to see what Jesus sees in them. They are the throwaway people. You know what I mean? People who just, they don't count. They're living and dying is of no consequence. Just, they're throwaway people. They're the riffraff. They're the trailer trash. They are the people who are the burdens on the budget. They are the people who are called welfare queens. They are those horrible, horrible homeless people. These people. They're all losers, or they are failures in life. And if not that, well, they're just unfortunate. You know, some people are just born unfortunate. They could be born blind, or they could go to work one day and they could lose an arm or a leg. They are the people who are unfit for life, for society, for productivity. They're the people that will sit on street corners and who will raise their hands and say, "Please, please, my children have nothing to eat tonight." Beggars. They cannot read or write. If they are healthy enough to work, they're probably a day laborer. So thin, because there's never enough food to go around. And if all of this is not enough, the Roman government imposes taxes on them to take from what little they have so that the Roman elite can have their baths and gymnasiums and armies so that they can enforce and protect the filthy rich at the expense of those who are just filthy. Do you see them? Can you see them? The least among the world, the least, the last, the lost. Can you see them? And when Jesus sees them, he sees what none of us could ever see. He sees what no one would ever be able to see. He sees them blessed. And he sees them in a new way. You are the salt. You are the light. The world is preserved by your salt. As salt is rubbed into the flesh of the meat and preserves it, your life disappears into the world, but it's the preserving element of the world's existence. You're the light in a world that is so dark and so dumbfounded and so lost. You are the light that helps the world find its way through this darkness. A church once had a talented youth group that put on the musical Godspell one time. If you've heard that musical or the music, you know what wonderful, wonderful music it is. What a joyful thing Godspell is. And at the intermission, one of the members of the congregation noticed a woman who had never been around the church before, a complete stranger, and so I guess, and you know, inspired by the music of Godspell, this person went up to the woman who was a visitor to the musical that night and greeted her by saying, try this sometime, greeted her by saying, "You are the light of the world." And the woman said, "No one has ever told me that before." Well, I'm telling you now so that you could never be that person that would say, "I've never heard this before." Are you listening? You are the salt. You are the light of the world. And now you know. Many years ago in Europe, when in the 1930s, many Jewish families in Europe fled to other places. They could see what was happening. And some didn't flee. Some stayed too long, so they They could not flee. They could not get out. And many of these people put their children in Christian homes. And these children were either disguised or made to look like and act like Christian children in these homes, survive the Holocaust. There's one man who was put in such a home, and he ended up coming to the United States, grew up here. And he became obsessed with the question. Why? Why would a family do this? Why would a family go to such risk to take in a child like me, someone they didn't even know? Why would anyone do something like that? And so he went to Europe and he looked up some of these families. He went into their homes and he talked to them and he interviewed them. He asked them the question, why? Why would you do something like this? And there was really no answers. People didn't really say, couldn't say, why they would do such a thing. And so this man finally came to his own conclusion. It was that this is what they understood themselves to be. That they couldn't be the person they understood themselves to be without doing what they did. We need laws and commandments and rules and all of those things. They have their place. But most importantly, the world is preserved, the salt, the world is preserved, and the world is enlightened, the light, by people like you and me, who just are what they are. Salt and light. And as Jesus finishes this piece of teaching, he adds, let your light shine. Let it shine. Not the light that's you, but the light that is in you. Let it shine so that the world will see and give glory to God. Amen.